This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sports fans are mourning U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Bryant was one of nine people killed when the private helicopter went down. Earlier reports said five people were on the chopper. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter is also reported to be among the victims. The cause of the crash is unclear. Bryant became the NBA's youngest All-Star in 1998 when he was only 19 years old. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He retired from basketball in 2016 because of sports injuries. Bryant was also a writer and producer, winning an Oscar in 2018 for the short animated film Dear Basketball. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which U.S. President Donald Trump appears to call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her. Okay, get her out tomorrow. Okay, get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Philippine authorities have lowered the alert level at Taal Volcano on Sunday, 2 weeks after it began spewing ash, steam, and rocks. That will allow more than 376,000 displaced villagers to return home. VOA News. There was more violence in Syria today. In northern Syria, a car bomb killed seven people. This as the World Food Program reports it's scaling up its operation to provide emergency food to tens of thousands of people in Syria's war-torn province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that have burnt across the country. Edward Buran has more.
Australia Day celebrations on Sunday saw thousands of people flock to Sydney Harbour and Indigenous ceremonies. But festivities were clouded by the tragedy of bushfires that have burnt across the country. Several members from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service were also thanked for their work by the state's Governor Margaret Beasley on board the HMAS Canberra. Fires across Australia's bushland have scorched an area nearly the size of Greece since early October, killing 33 people, including several firefighters and volunteers, and millions of animals.
Rescuers continue to desperately look for survivors in eastern Turkey in the rubble of collapsed buildings after a powerful earthquake claimed at least 38 lives. Nearly 4,000 rescue workers combed through debris in freezing temperatures, helped by mechanical diggers. Turkish authorities say rescue workers have so far saved 45 people. Officials from Libya's two rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. This further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. The clashes came just hours after the United Nations decried continued blatant violations of an arms embargo on Libya by several unspecified countries. UN experts said in a report earlier this month that Sudanese armed groups from the Darfur region have also joined the fighting. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.